Recently, waiting to board a plane, I heard some businessmen enthusiastically discussing something. I didn't exactly listen to what they were saying, probably all their business plans. I wanted to scream at them, "It's all temporary. What is the meaning of all your plans? Develop the business, this, that, whatever they're talking about. In a few days, it'll all be gone. Your business will be gone. Your body will be gone. Your money will be gone. And according to the law of karma, because you wasted your human life, you're likely to get a body of a dog or a cat. Newlyweds come asking for blessings. It's all temporary. Happy life. You're thinking I'm going to have a beautiful life. We're married now. Oh, but it's all temporary. The baby is born. Everyone's goo goo gaga. The baby, a little baby, you're petting the baby. It'll grow up. Who knows what monster kind of person it may be. Whatever it is, it's all temporary. Whatever's in the news, it's all temporary. I hear so much bad news apart from what's in the national and international news. I get to hear someone's wife left them or their husband left them, their baby died. Oh, what grief. You had a terrible accident, or maybe you won first prize, you got a scholarship, whatever it is, it's all temporary. Nothing in this world will remain. Understand this. See with the eye of eternity, all things must pass. Things might seem to be going great for you, but it's all temporary. If you're enjoying pleasure now, it will turn to pain, for sure. Or if you're suffering pain, which seems to be much more common, that also, you don't have to make such a big thing out of it, because it will turn to pleasure. Things might be going terribly, but it's all temporary. Eventually, you'll come out of it and things will be better, maybe in another life. But whatever it is, it's all temporary. Don't ascribe importance to anything in this world, at least anything which is rooted in this world. Of course, there is the important thing, which is our spiritual existence. But everything in this world is temporary. The whole universe is temporary. There will come a time when the whole universe will burn up. That's what the scientists tell us. But whether or not the scientists tell us, the Shastra tells us. So don't make such a big thing of birthdays, birthday parties, or anything. Of course, there are social obligations and you have to, go along with it all, but you should know it's all temporary. Don't be devastated by anyone's death. Your death is coming too. It's inevitable because everything in this world is temporary. You will also die sooner than you think. Life is temporary, everything is temporary, but there is value in the human form of life. We go through so many different bodies, one after another, one after another, one after another. In each life, we think it's so important. When I'm a dog, I think it's important to chase the other dogs, or I think it's important to find some scraps of food. I'm talking about the street dogs here in India. When I'm a snake, I'm looking out for some frog to eat or some mouse to eat. Now we have the human form of life. What does Krishna tell us about the human form of life? He tells us, labdhva sudurlabha midang bahu sambhavante manusham arthadham anityam api hadhira turnam yatetana patetanu mrityayava nisriyasaya vishayakalu sarvata syat, which means that now we are in the human form of life, which is very rarely attained because there are 8,400,000 species of life. We go through so many bodies. Eventually we come to human life in which we have sufficient intelligence to understand that we're not meant to go from one temporary body to another. We're supposed to develop our spiritual intelligence and understand that there is God, there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, we're meant to come out of all these temporary, illusory, meaningless attachments, develop our Krishna consciousness and go to Krishna. So even though human life is temporary, Krishna tells us it's valuable. We're going to die soon, Krishna tells us. So Krishna tells us, do it soon. Do it soon. What is that? Do whatever we have to do so we won't get born again. Anyone who's intelligent should do this, Krishna says. Understanding that sense gratification, enjoyment of this world or attempts to enjoy this world through eating, sleeping, touching, tasting, smelling, sex, and so many different things. You get that in every life. The camel enjoys sex also. The pig enjoys sex. The snake, every living being has some enjoyment, but it all turns to suffering. Therefore, we find elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Kaumara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabhang manusham janma tadapya dhruvam artadam. From the very beginning of life, if we are actually intelligent, even from childhood, we should start to cultivate Bhagavad Dharma, understanding I am an eternal spiritual being. I don't belong to this temporary material world. My existence in this material world, one after another, it's all meaningless. My real existence is in relation with Bhagavan, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should understand human life is rare. It won't last very long, but it is very valuable because we have the opportunity to develop this consciousness. Therefore, Tyajya Durjana Sangsagam Bhaja Sadhu Samagamam Smaran Nityam Anityatvam Kuru Punya Mahoratra. We should give up all bad association, give up the association of persons who are absorbed in this nonsense of trying to enjoy temporary, meaningless things, and associate with persons who are actually intelligent, whose spiritual intelligence is awakened, who are not rooting their hopes in this temporary material world. Then we should consider smaran nityam, always consider everything here is temporary, and use our time day and night for performing pious activities or activities which will help us to come to our real need, our real spiritual understanding. With the understanding that everything in this world is temporary, Krishna advises us in the beginning of his instruction in Bhagavad Gita how to live in this world. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitaushna sukadukadaha agama payano nityas tangs tichikshasvabharata. Krishna says that in this world, there are always some things that we like and some things we don't like. Sometimes we suffer from heat, sometimes we suffer from cold. But Krishna says we should know that all these things come and go, come and go, come and go. Don't be disturbed by the ever-changing situations in this material world, knowing that everything here is temporary. Simply tolerate. Don't get involved. Tolerate all the different disturbances of this world. Don't get overly involved in it. Cultivate our spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, by understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and utilizing this temporary human life to fully absorb our consciousness in Krishna, as a result of which Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita, antakale cha mameva smaran mukva kalevaram yaprayati samadbhavam yati nasyatra sanshayaha. Krishna tells us there is going to be a time when this temporary life comes to an end. At that time, at the end of life, if we can think of Krishna only, concentrate fully on Krishna, then we leave this body and we go to Krishna. There's no doubt about this, Krishna tells us. So we should prepare ourselves in this life. We don't have much time, prepare ourselves now to go to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyas Chakibhas Indubhya Eva Chapati Danam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.